Seriously, with Martin Besser.
As you may or may not have heard in the news, kids between, was it 12 and 17, are now eligible to go and have their jab. Only one jab, but they can get vaccinated. How do you feel about that, parents? Are you going to encourage your kid? Can you force them? Who chooses? Just to help us answer some of those questions, on the line this morning from HJW attorneys in Joburg, Aurelia Singh. Aurelia, so let's just start at the beginning. So firstly, kids now 12 to 17 can have the jab. They can only have one jab at this stage. Who decides?
Okay, so I think it's become quite controversial, but I think the starting point would be that in terms of the Children's Act, which is obviously the act that governs everything relating to a child, and the child is anyone up to 18, so obviously from a newborn to 18, so that will govern this particular age group. In terms of the Children's Act, medical treatment consent can be given from a child as young as 12, but it does have conditions. So I think that's where everybody is a bit concerned. So the conditions are that if you're 12 and over, you are allowed to consent to your own medical treatment, or obviously decline, but then you have to have the necessary maturity to understand the benefits and risks and what's being explained to you, and to make that decision based on the information given to you.
It's very subjective, eh?
Yeah.
Sure.
So as with many things with law, it's going to be on a case-by-case basis. So if there is a parent, so there are going to be circumstances where there is going to be parents that want to give the vaccine where children aren't going to want it, or the other way around, where the children are going to say, yes, we do want the vaccine, but parents are going to say no. So that's where, in any other circumstance, that type of matter would go to court for the court to then decide. Are the parents making the decision in the best interest of the child? Because the law was created so that the child could have an opinion in their own medical treatment. Because there are obviously circumstances where some children need to consent when parents are not allowing certain medical treatment that is in their own benefit. So that is where it came from.
And it's important also to point out, as you did there, that there can also be cases where the child wants it, but the parent doesn't.
Yes.
And the parent can't force their opinion down on the child when it comes to something like a vaccination.
Yes. So I think it's important, a lot of people now, it's become a huge fuss, obviously recently, just because the vaccine itself is quite controversial. But this has been the law in terms of the Children Act, which is from 2005. So it's always been the case that a child from 12 years old can consent or decline medical treatment, based on if they are mature enough to understand what's being told to them. Yeah. And that's the medical practitioner's responsibility then, to explain, this is the treatment, this is what they are in terms of risks, these are the benefits, it's up to you whether to decide to take it or not take it. So it's going to be the responsibility of the administration of, so for this it's particularly the vaccine, that it is explained to the children, they are given the opportunity to decide.
They're not doing the vaccinations at schools as yet, which is kind of weird for me. Yeah, that's kind of weird, because I would have thought that's the perfect opportunity and perfect circumstances, because there can be explained or debated or clarified.
Yeah. So it is, there are a lot of provinces, Gauteng being one of them, where the discussion has started on rolling them out in schools, particularly for it to be a bit more, for it to run smoothly. Because like you said, you can explain, you can also involve parents. And I think parents, there are a lot of parents that are afraid that they aren't going to be involved. But I think because of the nature of the vaccine and in terms of the controversy that surrounds it all the time, the schools will inform the parents that the vaccine is going to be rolled out on a particular date. I saw yesterday in the news that they have mentioned that what they're asking is that parents attend the vaccination sites with their child, even though they don't need their consent, but simply to be there so that it does act as, a buffer. They don't want to have lots of cases where there's going to be parents disputing it. Oh, I didn't say that my child could go for the vaccine, because in terms of the law, they can go without you. But obviously to avoid that.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, because I'm now trying to think back to when I was 12, that I know, like, very clearly what was good for me medically or not. I don't know. I know times have changed.
And that's true. But it's also the age group is wide. So a 12-year-old or someone who just turned 12 may not know.
Yeah.
But someone closer to 18,
sure.
And if their parent is saying, no, don't take it, and they want to take it, or the other way around, then they're almost an adult. Possibly in the next few months, they'd be able to make that decision without the consent. So that child has to be allowed to make that decision.
That's the strange thing for me. At 17, you have to make a decision about what you're going to become one day.
Mm.
You have to make a decision that's going to affect the rest of your life. So then you might as well decide whether you're going to get vaccinated or not. But at 12, 13, not so sure. Anyway, just in conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say the child wants it, the parent doesn't. Or the parent does want it, the child doesn't. How do you resolve matters like these?
These matters usually go to court.
Really?
Mm.
Can a 12-year-old take their parents to court?
Decide. Yeah, so particularly for medical treatment, there are matters that have gone to court. There's been one very recently, the medical staff had taken it on their behalf. So what happens is it goes to court because in terms of South African law, the South African High Court is the upper legal guardian of every South African child, whether you have parents or legal guardians or not. So they can overrule any decision made by either one. So in that circumstance, where there is a dispute, those matters will have to go to court. So I'm not too sure if there's going to be some sort of framework that we're going to work around, because if this becomes more frequent, because the vaccine is widely disputed as well as accepted, it's going to cause a lot of matters, possibly. So there may be a different framework in which the courts are going to work with for this particular thing, but that hasn't been mentioned as yet. But generally, these matters will go to court for the court to then decide which is in the best interest of the child.
Interesting times ahead.
It is.
Interesting times ahead. Aurelia, thank you so much for your time. Aurelia Singh from Associate Partner at HJW Attorneys. Appreciate your time. All the best for your Wednesday, okay?
Thank you.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye.
What is your decision as a parent or a child listening this morning? Because you can now get vaccinated, 12 to 17-year-olds in South Africa, which makes up, I think, something like 11% of our population. Wat gaan je doen? Wake up! Wake up!
Wake up with your morning family.
Good morning!
What up?
Breakfast with Martin Bester.